insecurity. Many things are putting out of hand. The reckless riders of wickedness have multiplied in their numbers. So much so that no matter how careful you are, your carefulness does not have the capacity to command safety again. So if your own decision is that when you want to sleep, you must bolt the door from inside, put sakata, put padlock inside. There are reckless entities now that don't need that door to access you. So although you fenced your house, that is still not security. And so if security has gone past every physical effort, you know that there are people who went to bed, everywhere locked, everything secured, and they did not wake up the next day. That is the enemy that came for them, came in a realm where physical restrictions cannot stop them. I'm saying all this to establish the first point. We must identify what and who the enemy is. Then you will know how to fight the enemy you have identified. And part of the advice of the elders is that they said, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And so, if we embrace that we are not fighting flesh and blood, we are not fighting human beings, then the next advice will now stay on that one. The weapon of our warfare then are not carnal. I know in the midst of this whole thing happening in, you know, the society and everything going on, we believe that, you know, sometimes we are encouraged to contribute money. Let's get some ammunition. Let everybody just know what he's doing. If the devil mistakenly draws you into the way of the Gentile, he will win you on that battlefront. Because you, as a believer, your own weapon is not a carnal weapon. Your defense is not a gun. Your weapon, he says, is mighty through God. Your weapon is wielded through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The idea. Amen. And so, as the insecurity continues to advance, as wickedness continues to be a report, we hear everywhere. Have you opened the newspaper recently? It's littered with bad news. In fact, what you call news now is a catalog of negative reports. There is nothing good that you hear from what the news are as it is. Mind you, good news don't sell. It is only bad news that are breaking news. And so, in a time like this where everything has been met with negativity, what then is the strength of the believer? And that is what we want to discuss briefly this morning. I want to celebrate labors and the alignment of the servants of God that God have used this kind of platform. Because any Christian that is not praying now is at risk. Any Christian that don't have a fiery prayer life is a victim. Let me tell you one truth. Nobody is praying for you. You know, many of you, you want to be texting people and say, please remember me in your prayer. Please put me in your prayer. You don't know what it takes to live now. Even to live righteous, you need to pray your way into holiness. Because the world is full of wickedness. The lost every day. Ah. Sister, brother, you must become a creature of prayer. In fact, nothing in this kingdom can move without prayer. All the work of all the elders that we celebrate in scriptures, you will trace one peculiar thing to everybody's life. They were men and women of prayer. In a time like this, I believe the emphasis of God is exactly what he has given to our mother here to communicate to us the need to maintain a heated altar. Quickly, I want to show us some scriptures and then we trust God for his visitation. Psalm 115, verse 16. Very quickly, Psalm 115, verse 16. The Bible speaking in the book of Psalm 115, verse 16. It says, the heaven belongs to the Lord. The heaven, even the heavens, belongs to the Lord. But the earth he has given to the sons of men. What it means is that The Bible says the heaven. Then he puts a comma. He says, even the heavens. If you remember the narrative of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. He says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And so he was showing that God created two different habitations. There is a habitation called heaven. There's another habitation God created called earth. And now in Psalm 115 verse 16, the Bible says that heaven space, God takes control of it. But the earth, he gave man to be in charge of what happens in the earth. And so since God gave earth to man, it is on that ground that Satan can collect the control of the earth, because man fell and failed the commandment of God. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, you will see the identity that scripture allotted to Satan. They say the devil, the god of this world. How can Satan become the god of something he did not create? Because they gave it to somebody officially and the person lost it to the hand of Satan. And so Satan became the controller of this world. But it still remains that the official person that God gave in charge of the earth are the sons of men. If you can hear me, say amen. In the light of this truth, it is the reason why God cannot interact and interfere in the affairs of men until men give him permission to enter. That commandment that he did by giving the earth to men, he binds that no spirit can enter the earth as they want again. Every spirit that wants to enter the earth must cooperate with man. And one of the first things you must get is a body. No matter how angry a demon is, no spirit can slap him from the air. The spirit must go and use a human being to communicate his anger towards you. No matter how wicked a spirit is, the first assignment of the spirit is to find a human being that can help him express his wickedness. And so all spirits must cooperate with men so that they can perform their enterprise on the face of the earth, which further validates our point. The earth belongs to men. Men are the official owners of the earth. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. Now, if we know these things, I want you to realize that no witch misses meeting. Every night, when the alarm sounds, they converge. You are the only one that miss prayer. They know that if they miss any small cycle, if they don't, and the number of spirits that are waiting around hoping that a man can give them legal access to enter. Can I share something with you? If you are here and you have some challenges in your family, challenges that have defied physical solution, and many of us, you will not value the things I'm sharing with you today, unfortunately, until you come to that season where the pride of men are broken. Have you been to the hospital before and they scan you from head to toe, carry out all kinds of tests, and by the knowledge base of the medical world, their conclusion is nothing is wrong with you. Yet the person knows that they are dying. What it means is that the knowledge available to man does not have the stature to capture what is wrong with that person. And so if that person must be saved, his physician that have access to the world of spirits must assess where this attack is coming from. If you are here and you don't know that we are at war and every day is a potential warfare zone, you just get up, you know, somebody comes around, the person is just having good intentions. The person even promises you, there are people here, your experiences is a repetitive pattern of promise and fail. You will come near the palace, but you will never enter. Some of you here, your story is near success syndrome. You will plan something about it. When the thing almost works, then it will scatter. Some of you, people will love you genuinely from their hearts. They will say, by this time next week, I will do something for you. And like play, almost as though there is a spirit following you. If I remove that person from that position, or if the person is stubborn to bless you, Some people have even died because they wanted to help people. There are spirits that fight men. Don't be deceived. We are not in a playground. Life is warfare. Any man who can tell you the truth about how they prevailed spiritually, something as little as a job, as a corporate world. I've told some of my friends, a bank job, small bank job, we were sitting down and a brother got up and from his waist, a charm just fell. Every one of us who were there, we thought it's about speaking English. It's not everybody that is as careless as you. The people on the other side, they are loyal to their altar. These are the people you will meet in the marketplace. These are the people you will meet as classmates. These are the people you will meet when you go for job interviews. They didn't come alone. They came with a backing. You are the only one that is moving without an altar. And the believer is without power if he's not a creature of prayer. There are people Satan not go near. Because even before touching them, they are already fiery. They are thinking, what would this person become if we attack him? Hey, there are people that Satan will give them job. Because when they say, why is this brother praying like this? The spirit will say, it's because he does not have job. Let's make him busy quickly. Satan can give you wife. He can give you husband. All the attempt is to make sure that your altar, this is your prayer life. What is the problem? Please solve that thing for him. This is why you don't pray because of need. Need is not the reason for prayer. If need is the reason, when the need is met, your prayer life is down. You pray. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. Let me tell you why. Because your adversary, the devil, goeth around like a roaring lion, looking for who to devour. Sister, one night of prayerlessness is enough for Satan to wreck your family. One night of prayerlessness is enough for Satan to come and plant seeds of evil. You will wake up in the morning as though nothing has happened. You watch and you begin to see the seed of evil being planted. You say, while men slept, that was when the enemy came and planted thorns. You know what he did? When he planted, the Bible says, he went his way. So he planted, he had enough time to go. And in the morning, nobody knows that anything has been planted. Then the Bible says, when the blades sprung up, that was when the man said, did I not plant only good seed here? Where is this other one coming from? The enemy has planted it since. There are many of you from the plan of Satan. He has planted the seed of sickness already. He's just waiting for a season, a point where you will not even know yet that the plan has entered. This is why if you are not a creature of prayer, one of the things prayer does for you spiritually is that it alters your nature. It brings fire to your vessel. There is something fire does. It burns anything God has not planted. If you are not with fire, I'm telling you the truth, Satan could plant many seeds around your life. The sweetest thing is, and the most convenient thing for an average man is to look for somebody that God is helping and then cast your burden upon that person and be telling them to be praying for you. Once upon a time, you will send small recharge card to them and say, man of God, did you see it? Then you say yes. Then you say, just be praying, Be praying for us. You don't know what is happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. About this subject of prayer. Any family, any people, any land that don't have an active prayer altar, I can guarantee you they will become victims of circumstances. The way it stands, something as little, something as innocent as financial prosperity, spirits also are involved in it. There is nothing in this world that spirits don't interact with. In fact, as touching wealth, two spirits came to strike deal with man. devil came to Jesus and said, all these things will I give to you if you will bow. So it is money Satan wants, and wealth and glory he wants to give to a man. But he says, give me something, let me give this thing to you. God also came to man and said, seek first my kingdom. Seek to be right with the dictate of my kingdom, and all these things will be added. So two spirits came to transact with man. And you, on your own, you just believe that because you are hardworking. The Bible says to wake up early and sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of soul. There are people that will work hard all through their life, and yet the dividends of labor will be far from them. Because if it's money, if it's wealth, spirits know that wealth is powerful in this world. The role money plays in this world carries too much power. So there is a spirit that follows money. I don't know how you get up into your business and you don't have a strategic prayer altar that supports it. I don't know how you decide to build a family and you just see a lady or you see a guy and you think that is what the family should start with. When spirits are involved in everything. Today the call for everybody here is for us to become creatures of prayer. In case you are here and you don't find yourself having the capacity to tarry on the altar of prayer, don't look at any other person and envy them and say, you people are the ones that can pray. We don't know. Everybody can pray. And pray that it is not Satan that will teach you how to pray. Don't learn how to pray when danger comes. Be mastering prayer in the day that evil has not come yet, so that when they roar against you, you too, like a sudden flood, you will raise a standard. In this kingdom, only the violent takes it by force. If you are not violent here, you will be a victim. Take my word for it. If you are not violent, there are many, lackadaisic, lazy believers. They don't want any commitment. They want to be piping to God through men. They don't want any form of responsibility. And you don't know that if you are not violent, even your inheritance will be taken from you. There are many of you, where you are supposed to be is not where you are now. You are prayer away from your identity. It's only prayer that is the missing link now. If it is hard work, you have worked hard. If it is honor and regard for system, you have obeyed an honor system. Some of you have certificates in your hand, and the certificates cannot open any door. Can't you see yet that your own part, you need the support of you can open a door? And they say, no vacancy. If you are getting blessed, please say amen.
Amen.
Let me show you something. The way the country is currently, one job slot, one opportunity, 1,000 people applied. 1,000 people applied for one position. Now, you, that your own strength is the arm of the flesh, you have confidence in yourself. I graduated with second class upper from CASU. Asked my classmate, I was the best in the class. When you arrive at that place, you will meet first class students there who have been unemployed for more than 10 years, wandering around in the system. Then, among the first class, you will meet people from CASU too, who have graduated before you. You will also meet people who came to that job interview with charms and amulets. It is at that level. They have started grading men already. Those who have spiritual support, they came with CV, their curriculum by day, and they also came with an approval, a certificate from another spirit. And so, when they are telling other people, go, there will be people who don't have the capacity to say go to. In this world, spirits must support you. You must be helped by spirits. I saw where I was coming from. I didn't need to pretend. I don't need to lie to anybody. I will not join all this drama and this hypocrisy of pretending like all is well, not well. I have seen how men will work hard and yet favor will be far from them. They will go out early morning, come back tired in the evening. They will do that for 35 years. in this world, there is a role in how God will do things for you that is beyond your own arm. In fact, it takes humility to pray. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. Prayer is a sign of humility. Prayer is a sign that you don't think that you are capable on your own alone. Prayer is a sign that you acknowledge that you don't have all the answers. Prayer is a sign that you acknowledge that you are not capable by your own power alone. You know what you should pray for the most? Pray in the area where you have strength. Let me give you an illustration then. Let's say you are naturally a very good student. Then exam is coming. You know you have read. You can sit down like this and be memorizing the textbook. It is from that point of your heart. That is where God wants you to pray from. You will pray in a way that you show the immortals that you don't trust yourself. That unless the Lord builds a house, the laborer labors in vain. You will pray as though you have not read. Then the spirit will be asking, I thought this person have really prepared. This is the difference between you and an unbeliever. The unbeliever has his strength in the arm of the flesh. His confidence is in his ability. The confidence of a believer is in the God that he serves. Never allow Satan to make you isolate God from anything. No matter how good you are in that thing, no matter how successful the thing appears to have become, still tie it to God. The moment you remove God from it, you will watch it fall like a pack of cards. There are people here this morning. The only thing God has been waiting for all along is to quicken in you that fire of prayer. Then you go back to that family. All the various applications that witches have installed in your family. Can I share something with you? Every family has a watchman. It is the strategy of Zion. They raise one man for that man to be their deliverer, their hope. Every other person can be sleeping. There must be one man that they are showing dreams. Every time death wants to come around the family, there will be somebody that will dream it. Identify that person in your family. There is a watchman. There is somebody that have the ability to see more than other people. It is the battle formation of Zion. They put it in every family so that every home has a help. Some of you, there is no night that they don't show you something. They are giving you these insights because they want you to help all these other ones that are living as though, and sometimes you'll be praying for them and they will not even appreciate you. They will be mocking you, and it is because of them that God is doing this to your life. For the people in your family to sleep in peace, one man must be awake. For people to eat in pleasure, one man must wait on the altar. There must be somebody on the altar of prayer. There is somebody that will lay forth here so that other people can live as though Satan is not a reality. If you remove that man, they where Satan wants to attack that family, he will come for the shepherd. Because it is when you strike the shepherd, that is when the sheep will scatter. Some of you don't know why the attack in your life is in your life. It is you that they identify. You are the one that is spoiling the program of darkness over your family. So when Satan wants to attack, he doesn't attack the sheep, he attacks the shepherd. Who is this one that God always shows our plan to? Who is this one that while others are sleeping, you are awake? They say, who is this? Why are you not behaving like the others? You become the target. You become the target. Every family has one man God raised and says, it's through this one I will show up my glory. Mothers, hear me please. Sometimes it will not be your eldest child. Sometimes it will be the last. Sometimes it will be the first. You don't know who it is. Keep your eyes and watch who in this family has the oracle of God. You can tell from their character. Every family has one man. You will soon find out Satan is not as powerful as he appears to be. It's our prayerlessness that makes him look powerful. There is nothing like darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. If you remove light from anywhere, the next thing you will see is darkness. If you introduce light, the darkness cannot comprehend it. It is because you are not shining. You are not burning. Your altar is not burning. I hope you know what light is. Light is fire. Inside that your globe, that globe is actually combustion that is happening there. It's fire that is happening there that you are seeing as light. Light is fire. So if he says, let your light shine, he says, catch fire. Catch fire. How come, you know, you say, I don't want any problem. I don't want to pray much so that they will not attack me. Whether you pray or you don't pray, you are under attack. You know what the scripture says? It says, for we wrestle. It's not we shall wrestle. It's not we will. It says, you are born into war. We wrestle. We wrestle. Many of you, I tell you the truth, unapologetically. The moment your prayer life comes alive, you will watch all your prayer points, the things you are praying, the things you have been struggling for, it will just begin to come together. That child that has been giving you headache, the moment your prayer life comes alive, suddenly you will realize everything answered to prayer. Everything. I will give 2 points before I go. One of the reasons why prayers are not heard, one of the reasons why prayers are not answered, it is because in the courts of the Spirit, the person praying is more important than the prayer points. The Bible says, the fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous. If you are not righteous, the condition for effective prayer has been violated. It is the righteous that prays. In fact, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, where Jesus began to teach his disciples how to pray, one of the first things that Jesus began to establish in that prayer, in the previous verses, he says, pray in this manner. Say, our Father. That's how prayer starts. So the first criteria of prayer is that God must be your Father. And if you are not born again, he's not your Father. If you are not in Christ, God is not your Father. If God is not your Father, you have failed in the criteria of effective prayer. And effective prayer starts with our Father. So the first question I'm asking you, is God your Father? Number two. The second impediment to prayer. The first impediment is lack of relationship that I have established. You don't have a relationship with the Father. Since he's not your Father, you can't connect with the Father. Number two impediment, as I will show you now, is in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1. It says, the Lord's hands is not shortened, neither are his ears heavy to hear our prayers. The Bible says, but our iniquity have separated between us and our God. So the second impediment to prayer is iniquity. Tell the person by your side, iniquity. What is iniquity? Iniquity is sin, but not just sin as action. Sin as a nature. Sin as a state of your heart. There are many people praying and they are harboring malice, harboring anger, harboring unforgiveness. Can I share something with you? Something as little as offering. To bring an offering of your substance before God, the condition in the New Testament Jesus gave was that if you are bringing an offering and you remember that you have an offense against your brother, he says, don't bring it yet. Go and make peace with your brother before you bring an offering. This is money. Bringing money. This is the condition for bringing money. Now imagine the condition for speaking to God. We don't do heart check. Your wife just provoked you last night and then you get up. You are still angry in the morning. You now say, our Father. They just look at you. They say, oh God, go and settle this thing inside your heart. God is not like man. You can't hide anything from him. God knows when there is a pain somewhere in your heart. Somebody broke your heart. Since 2012, you have not forgiven. You always go online to go and check. The the person's status, check the person's profile. You want to hear that something negative happened to the person so that you will say, you think you can play with grace and go scot-free. There are many ways Satan will wreck your prayer life. You can now be laboring, but the Bible calls it the labor of the foolish. It wearieth them all because they know not the way to the city. The first thing I do before I pray, I search my heart. Like David, I ask the Lord to try me. Search me, if there be any known or unknown iniquity. Please help this heart. Effective prayer obeys this protocol. The person praying is more important than the prayer point. Spirits are looking at which heart, which state of heart is this prayer coming from. Can I share something with you? Amen. Let me show you how delicate this thing is. Your enemy is not God's enemy. You understand? Just because you don't like somebody, God does not hate the person. In fact, it might amaze you and interest you to know that God loves and is deeply in love with them. No matter how angry you are, and you are praying fire prayer, you are calling down fire to thunder to strike, it was because of those kind of people that God sent Jesus. There are prayer points God will never answer because it is not consistent with His will. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, He says, pray in this manner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10, He says, thy kingdom come, thy will. If it's not His will, you will never get any answer. What is the will of God? Let me tell you. He says, not willing that any should perish, but that all. Did you remember Jesus saying, I have other sheep that are not in this fold? Did you remember that? So because somebody... How did the gospel get to our own hand? It was the sacrifice of men, the death of men that brought it. And while they were dying, their one prayer point is, Father, hold not this sin against them. Our generation cannot pray that prayer again because our heart is bastardized with lust. Our heart is bastardized with selfishness. You don't know that the agenda of God is bigger than your own welfare. One soul is more valuable than your bank account. Let me share with you the top reasons why prayers are not answered. James, very quickly. James chapter 4, verse 3. James chapter 4, verse 3. The Bible says, ye ask and receive not. Because what? You ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. So there are many prayer points that are streaming from a lustful heart. You know, sometimes when people go and ask for things and spirits look at your heart, many of the things you are looking for it because of your fellow man. Some people have reigned you in this life, so you want to prove a point. And so that state of heart. There are people here, the reason why you want to be successful is not for kingdom advancement. God is not the reason behind your interest for success. Your reason is to prove a point and silence all the naysayers, and God sees your heart. He says, you ask so that you can consume it upon your lust. What then is intercession? Because the theme of this conference is the mystery of intercession. I'll use the next 5 minutes to tie it up. Intercession is a posture in prayer. It's a posture of heart where a man has disconnected from himself and he's making petitions on behalf of another. It is the hardest prayer because the most popular prayer among our kind is the self-centered prayer, a prayer streaming from me, myself, and I. You can be sleeping in the night and then God will show you a dream. You will see that one boy on your street. You just had a dream that there was obituary pasted in front of their house and people were crying. You get up that morning, you make tea and bread, you eat and you go out. Or if you even pray, your prayer is 4 minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything against that brother, I cancel it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Imagine if the scenario changed. You slept, you now dream that your mother died and they were crying that person will start praying from that night. His prayer was from that night. He will pray until he loses strength. Because we are selfish in the place of prayer. Is there anything that affects us that is our greatest appetite in prayer? Mind you, in intercession, your prayer has nothing to do with you. In intercession, you are standing between God and faulty people. You are asking the Lord to have mercy. And let me tell you the most lofty ministry ever. Let me tell you the ministry of Jesus at the moment. The Bible says he has become our high priest and he ever liveth to make intercession for us. This is what he is doing in heaven now. He is praying on behalf of people. You, when was the last time you devoted 1 hour of your life? Just think, be honest. When was the last time you prayed for 1 hour and the prayer was not about you? Can I share with you the easiest way to get answer from God? Is to carry the burden of another. When you begin to pray concerning God interfering in other people's challenge, suddenly they identify that you are unique in your generation. Because this is what God wants. God wants everybody to look out for another. Not everybody can pray like you. But all you have done with your power of prayer is to consume it upon your own lust. I'm talking now. I am aware that it's not everybody that is hearing me. Because some people just want me to finish and leave their place so that they go back to texting prophets up and down, jumping from prayer house to prayer house. Have you found out that the case becomes worse as you are progressing in your list of prayer houses you have attended? It's because the person who should pray is not praying. The place where fire is supposed to come from is you. They say, so your Isaac, you are giving Isaac. Which other, what can you give again? You know, there are people who are victims of the merchandise of false prophets. A man just says, what I see around you. Pray. Then the helpless Christian that has refused to grow will now say, man of God, what did you see now, please? What did you? First, let me address something. If you are born again, is God, and you have the Holy Spirit in you, is God supposed to be going to follow somebody to tell you something, and the Holy Spirit is inside you? Just, I see that. I see. And let me tell you the tool. The weapon of false prophets is fear. The first thing, the atmosphere they must create first before their merchandise prosper is fear. When they introduce fear, you will lose your spiritual sensitivity. You say, I see death covering. Then the average man on that ground, although you are a professor, they have used fear to deprive you of your intellectual capability. They now tell a professor that he should buy palm oil. Palm oil. You with your knowledge, wake up by 12. Make sure it's 12. They use all these things just to mystify it, that there's a mystery. There's no mystery. Wait, make sure by 12, carry the palm oil and touch the forehead of everybody in your family. It is a mystery. Palm oil is the blood. And the blood, this, that, this. Then by 12, you will see a man created in the image of God that carries the spirit of God begin to play victim. He says, ye are gods. All of you are children of the Most High God, but you are dying like men. Then he finishes and say, oh God, I have finished doing the basic. Then he say, fast for 200 days. He knows that you cannot fast for that long. Then he knows that you will complain. Then he now say, but there's something else you can do. I can cover for you. I've seen many women, they are victims of these things. What the prophet will now give them as a condition is that while me I'm fasting for you, you will be responsible for the refreshment of what I'll be breaking with. People pay people to fast for them. See, some of you are laughing, but you know you do it. After payment, let me ask you one question. You don't like what I'm telling you now because you don't like the truth. After payment, did that situation change? It didn't change. And in the old covenant, if a prophet speaks
and his word does not come to pass, they stone him to death. In the old covenant, if a prophet says, thus says the Lord, and that thing did not come to pass, his penalty is death. They stone him without the city.
We don't want to pray. We don't want to know God. Tonight there is a call of the Spirit upon everybody here. Seek. Decide to generate heat in your family. There was a snake hidden within the wood until they casted the wood into fire. That's viper that beat Apostle Paul. It was hiding inside the wood all along. As they threw the firewood inside fire, then the snake that was hiding came out. Any spirit hiding in your family and causing affliction, you will not see it until you light fire in that family. And prayer is the altar of fire. When others are sleeping, one man. In fact, I would prefer if men took responsibility for their family. I pray for the days where a man will tell his wife, my dear, go and sleep. I'm in charge. I pray for the day where the children are sleeping and a man is walking around, blasting in prayer and checking and prophesying into their life. None of them will be small because you have paid what it takes to establish them. You think you will just marry just because, you know, let me share something. Don't misunderstand me. Just because you can draw eyebrow, that you went to makeup school, and you think that you just marry. Mind you, the interest, the aim is not to get married. There are many people in marriages that they are almost as though they want to commit suicide. There are marriages that are destroying people. Marriages that have taken the salvation of many people. They were once God lovers until they entered that condition. Now they have become strange creatures. It would have been better that they did not even enter that, because the thing they have lost now is their eternal salvation. You can't marry if you are not a creature of fire. Let me tell you why. You can find a man, two of you can do fleshy things, and they will tie you in an altar, then you go back home and start living normal flesh life. If you are interested to bring the counsel of God to pass in your generation, you must become a creature of prayer. Then it is from that altar of prayer you kind. It's deep that will call deep. If you put prayer around your family regularly, one of the things you will never see, I can guarantee you, you will never ever see any affliction of darkness take you by surprise. Before your children make any mistake, you will see it. You will call them. My mother used to call me on campus and give me warning of things I wanted to do 2 weeks to come. When she speaks, start shaking. How did this woman know? One day she called me and said, you are about to join bad friends if I hear anything. And that same afternoon, I was hanging out with some corrupt boys. I said, who showed her? If your altar is on fire, you will become a surveillance camera around your family. Nothing happens by mistake. Brother, if it's success you are looking for, fulfillment, whatever it is, you must activate an altar of prayer quickly. Without violence, you cannot take your inheritance. It is only the violence that takes it by force. Now, I want to ask you one question very quickly. If you are here and certain spirits have killed your prayer life, you just sleep from morning, sleep in the night. In the night, you wake up, you say you want to pray. You put your leg on the ground. And then you say, Father, we thank you. We go again. You know what you are? You are like a loaf of bread that Satan is keeping because he wants to make tea first. My people perish for lack of knowledge. My people did not perish because of Satan is wicked. The people did not perish because Satan is powerful. He says the reason is because of lack of knowledge. I pray that as we pray this morning,
May the Lord steer your altar of prayer. I declare that as we begin to pray this morning, may holy fire from the heavens land upon your altar of prayer. Everybody here that must forgive somebody, that must let go of one hurt or another, you need to clear the airways so that you can hear the broadcast of Zion. There are many things interfering with the voice of God. Malice, strife, envy, unforgiveness. These are the things Satan cheerfully installs in our life because he wants to use those things as a ground to make sure you cannot dialogue with God successfully. There are people I'm speaking to here. This one is for you. Your one thing keeping you from your breakthrough, keeping you from your desired result, is forgiveness. Where you are sitting now, just let that thing go. Just let it go. Some of you, you are even angry with your own biological children. You are offended. Let it go. Can we bow our heads now? I will not tell you what to tell God. I won't tell you what to tell your father. Just in case he's not your father, your first agenda now is to ask Jesus to come into your heart. That's the first thing. You need that relationship. Are you praying? Are you praying? Quickly. The words must be your own. Oh, I awake. I rise up to my responsibility. I rise up to my responsibility. The days of sleep, my voice will become loud in the world of spirits. I resist every attack. I resist every arrow. I resist every wickedness. I command everything that fights the forwardness and the advancement of my family. I raise a standard. Oh, brother, you can become violent. You are never designed to be a victim. You were not designed to be a victim. You are supposed to be on the offense. You are the one that set the standard. How come Satan has killed your prayer life? He knows that if that area is down, there's nothing you can do. Can somebody lift up their voice and pray now? And say, pour upon me holy fire of prayer. Set my altar on fire. Set my altar on fire. He says, quicken, and we will call upon your name. Oh, Spirit of God, quicken me, quicken me. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Make me a wall of fire over my family. Make me a wall of fire over my area. Make me a wall of fire over my territory. Yes, 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 yes. Keep praying, keep praying. Holy Ghost, set me on fire. Set my prayer life on fire. I am tired. I am tired of the attack. I am tired of the attack. Set me on fire. Make sure you are praying. We have 2 more minutes. Pray.
Dahanuna karike ni. Dahanuna karike ni. Oya Yesu karike ni. Dahanuna karike ni. Oya Yesu karike ni. Dahanuna. Dahanuna karike ni. Oya Yesu karike ni. Dahanuna karike ni.
One more minute. Set my prayer life on fire. I refuse to be cold. I refuse to be cold.
Set my prayer life on fire, O God. Set my prayer life on fire, O God. Set my prayer life on fire, O God. Elebele koshende lebolesha. Eketelebe shende lose handa lose.
Yes, 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 yes. Fire is coming on you now. Yes. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. Some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Ah! We are talking about prayer. If you call upon that name, if you call upon that
name of the Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There are people here after this conference. A spirit will start waking you up. They will be waking you up in the night. When you wake up, sleep will disappear. They are you to come and answer the call of prayer. Come and build. That is where men build. You build the altar of prayer. Anything that has not been planted from the world of the spirit, it does not have legacy. Patakumando fikasida iteni. Zele pesekete bando kopena. Shatatatatapakasokopedepine. Itombeleke fanasana nikombi. Voto kubanta kaseziatana. Shita kapatombe feresekinatana. Oh, by fire, I judge every wickedness in my family. Lift up your voice and pray. I judge everything that God has not planted. Anything the devil plants in my family, I uproot it now. Fire. Refuse to be quiet. Refuse to be quiet. I uproot wickedness